Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Awesome. Can I have someone else on the line? Could you announce yourself, please? Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Loretta, you can start reading if you like.
Okay, I will pick up in Genesis 44. 27 through 34. And it goes on to say, "Then my father said to us, 'You know that my wife had two sons, and that one of them went away and never returned. Doubtless turned to pieces by some wild animals. I have never seen him since. And if you take away his brother from me also, and any harm befalls him, I shall die with sorrow. And now, sir, if I go back to my father, and the lad is not with us, seeing that our father's life is bound up in the lad's life, when he sees that the boy is not with us, our father will die, and we will be responsible for bringing down his gray hairs and sorrows to the grave. Sir, I plead my father that I would, I pledge my father that I would take care of the lad. I told him, if I don't bring him back to you, I shall bear the blame forever. Please, sir, let me stay here as a slave instead of the lad. And let the lad return to his brother. For how shall I return to my father if the lad is not with me? I cannot bear to see what this would do to him.'" That was the reading out of Genesis 44, 27 through 34. Amen?
Amen.
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 All right.
We had some more callers, Mom and Pop and Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening.
We have another caller. Would you like to announce yourself?
Auntie Betty.
Oh, I got you, Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Who?
Hey. I don't know if it's a 513 area code. Well, we'll go ahead and get started. Please bow your head for the listen.
Greetings, that's me.
That's you, Hubert? Okay. Welcome. Okay, if you bow, please bow your head for the blessing of the line. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Family Nellums weekly prayer session. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We give you honor and glory. We need you to bring the message
you need us to hear today. Holy Spirit, help us to be in the presence of Jesus. We know it's a privilege to be on God's program. Jesus, He has everything we need. Let's put all our hope and trust in God. Give glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the program. And I would like to start with Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We start sharing now.
I forgot to do that other little prayer, didn't I?
Oh, the Matthew.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to do that?
I'll go ahead and do that. Give me a second here. Alrighty. You guys, please follow me. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, Mrs. Williams, if you would start us off with sharing other words.
Okay. Yes, I'll be sharing from Proverbs 4, verses 20 and 23. I'm feeling in my spirit that the Lord wants me to share with us concerning healing. So I'm going to just read chapter 4, begin with verse 20 to 27. It says, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that affirm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." I want to read what Gloria Copeland said, and the title of the article is God's Medicine. It has reference to verses 20 and 23. "My son, attend to my word." They give, this is God's prescription for life and health. Give your undivided attention to God's word and pay heed to what life said. To what he says. If you attend to someone, you take care of that person. Give your time to the word. God, thought, and meditation to the word. Give action to the word. Continually give the word first place in your life. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. That's from Isaiah 26:3. Your mind will be free from doubt when you keep your attention on God's word. When you are trusting in God's word, you are trusting in him. Stay your mind on the word because you have committed yourself to God's word. Fear and doubt have been driven out, God's word will keep you in perfect peace. And if we're not enjoying peace, that means we have to get into the word. And what the Lord is saying to us is that his word is healing for every condition, physically, spiritually. We can find the remedy in his word. And most times among God people today, there's so much sickness. And doctors are good, and there's nothing wrong with them. We go to the doctors. But we have to seek God as our great physician. And we seek him really by reading his word. And it seems so simple, but sometimes we miss it. When we begin to get in God's word, it gives us life. He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And going back to Proverbs, I would like to reiterate that. It says, give attention to my word. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That means we meditate on the word. We take God's word just like we do the medicine that God give. I mean, the medicine the physician give us is say take it 3 times a day, every 3 or 4 hours, every 6 hours. But we take God's word the same way. When we feel downhearted or depressed, we just get a dose of God's word. And keep it going into our eyes, keep it going into our ears, and let it stay in our mouth, speak it from our mouth. And in so doing, God has promised us he will bring healing to our body and health to our bones. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we've got some more callers on this evening. Would you please announce yourself? Is that Auntie Dot? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead. Hubert, would you like to go next? Well, I guess they can't talk if they don't have an awesome home, really. Auntie Dot, is that you?
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Kira. Yes, it's Kira. Hi.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome to this evening's call. Okay. What? Hubert, would you like to say anything this evening?
So,
Hubert?
Yes. Oh.
What a noise coming.
I'm sorry, did Hubert? You still there? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and come back to Hubert. Loretta, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, we're reading out of the Daily Bread. The title is On Shoulders of Giant. When God commanded Joshua to lead the Israelite into the Promised Land, Joshua certainly had a giant shoulder to stand on. He had watched Moses' leadership for 40 years, and now he would put what he had learned into action. Joshua had another advantage. He walked with God, sustained his life missions. Therefore, he had both Moses' example and God's promise. Looking for help as you face the future, look for a giant to follow, and never underestimate the importance of your walk with God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Mother, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read 3 John, and then they said, walk in God's truth. Today we meet men and women who will unstably get the truth. Though it seemed to have become popular and even promised, possible to tell lies, talk about be so moved at sport events and to walk out of the truth. We need those among us who hear Paul's words at the early Christian to stand firm. Then will the belt of truth buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. And with our feet fitted with the readiness that come from the gospel of peace. Christians must stand tall, even if it means standing alone in the truth. Our word is our bond. My parents used to say, and we must live like so that others can trust us to do that which we say we shall do. As a minister, I might add to my parents' phrase, our word should be God's word. Our contemporary songwriter encouraged us to sing to God, order my step in your word. To walk is to go forward with order step, knowing that God, who created us, did not give us a spiritual or timidity, but a spirit of power, to love, and of self-discipline. Today, fear no evil, for God is with us in the boardroom and courtroom and kitchen and bedroom. Even if we should have to walk in the valley of the shadow of death, go forward, my brother and sister, walk in truth, just as Nelson Mandela walked in his freedom. As Harriet Tubman walked through her freedom, do not look back into the darkness, but look forward to the light at the end of the dark tunnel. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, how about you, Pop?
Okay. I will read a little from Revelation, 24th chapter, and the new heaven and the new earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passing away. And he that sat upon his throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he says unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and homemongers and sorcerers and idolatry and all liars shall have their part in the lake with burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That 8 verses 21st Revelation. And John was telling us that we live in this new home and new earth, new heaven and new earth, we will have no more sorrow, no more crying, neither that shall be any more pain. We won't have to be going to the doctor like we had to do now, but all that we've passed away. Then he's telling us in the verse 8 that if murder, homemonger, also idolatry, anyway, they will have their place in the brimstone, which is the second death. And amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that pop. Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm coming from Proverbs 30 chapter, verse 1 through 6. Then my child, never forget the things I have taught you. Show my commandments in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, we'll come back around to Hubert. Are you still there? Hubert? We can't hear you if you're saying anything. No.
Hello?
Hubert?
Oh, I'm on fast. I'm having trouble with my phone at this time. Shalom.
Okay, I'll just pass by. All right. Kira, would you like to say anything this evening?
Kira. Yes.
Okay.
Dear God, all around me things are changing, but God, you never do. It makes me feel so safe to know I can always count on you. Amen.
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 Oh, God. Got me all full.
Lord.
Amen. Oh, wow. Good job, Kira. Okay, Auntie Dot, would you like to say anything this evening?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Loretta, I will turn it over to you for the sick and shut-in.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your healing hands upon our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Vicki Hussman, Miss Wanda, Uncle Champ, Jessica Smith, Walter Moody, Rochelle Bessler, DeMarcus, Sedaria, LaTanya, Eddie Tipman, excuse me, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Jermaine and Quentin, Malachi, Tony, Carlos and the Well family, Auntie Betty, Mary Lowe, Ruth Edwards, Miss Allen, Angela Burns, Uncle Oliver, myself, Loretta, the Rossiter family, Mr. Harold, Jerry and Terry, Uncle Dave, Jordan and the Rako family, Aveline Holloway, Earlene Parker, Michael and Denise Moody, Callie, DeMarcus, Miss Waters and family, Kevin Avery, the Adams family, Lenny and family, the Norris family, Valerie Crockett, Cheryl, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your Son and what he's done for us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, now it's time to talk about our birthdays for birthdays from March the 2nd through March the 7th. Are there any birthdays? Okay, Asha Rigolo has a birthday on the 3rd. Markovia has a birthday. I don't have a date. And Clarissa on the 3rd. Are there any other birthdays? Okay. Well, Kira, would you like to sing happy birthday for us?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. And many, many more.
Amen.
Yeah. Awesome job, Kira. Amen.
Thank you very
much.
Happy birthday. Appreciate that. Okay. All right, well, now we're ready to talk about our praises and testimonies, or if you would like to say a poem or sing a song. I would like to start with Loretta.
Okay, I just have a little short prayer. It goes on to say, Lord, you know what is best, and you desire to lead us in paths that are right and good. Give us the courage to trust and to follow you in the ways of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank
thank you for sharing that with us, Loretta. Mother, would you like to?
Yes. I'm going to sing.
Amen. Praise God.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming to. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I'm sometime up and I'm sometime down, coming for to carry me home. But still my soul feels heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. Mrs. Williams?
I would like to do a little excerpt about love. Do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I've loved you, so you must love one another. Love all. Love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Pop, thank you very much for that, Mrs. Williams. Pop, you're next.
Okay, I'm singing up a little bit.
Are you going to sing?
Oh, all right, then. Let me put on my speakerphone.
Sorry.
Okay, let's see here now. I'm going to try to do my song again.
All right, praise God.
I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Singing and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. I don't know what I would do if I feel lost. I don't know what I would do if I feel lost. I don't know what I would do if I feel lost. I don't know how I would live with I the Lord. I don't know how I will deal with I the Lord. Singing and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. I don't know what I would do with I the Lord. I don't know I would serve with the Lord. I don't know how I would serve with the Lord. Singing and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. I don't know how I would pray with the Lord. I don't know how I would pray with the Lord. Singing and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. I don't know what I would do with the Lord. I don't know what I would do with I the Lord. Singing and praying every day, trying to walk this narrow way. I don't know what I would do with I the Lord. I don't know what I would do with I the Lord. I don't know what I would do with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pop.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Hey, Auntie Betty.
I'm going to pass behind that baby.
Okay.
I'll choke up.
Well, Auntie Dot. Okay, well, Auntie Dot, do you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, I'm going to read a little shout poem. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Dear God, you made the sun and the moon so bright and filled them with your heavenly light. So light the stars in heaven above. I want to shine with your true love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty, Kira.
Pass.
Where to share with us today? You pass?
Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
She just said she passed, right?
Okay.
All righty. Okay. All righty. Well, then we will move right along to our serenity prayer. And Mother, would you lead us in serenity prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God
grant me.
Grant me.
The serenity to accept the thing.
The serenity to accept the things
that I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What?
Man.
All right. Thank you for that, Mother. And I will turn it over to Loretta to do 23rd time.
It's 23rd? I thought it was Matthew.
It is Matthew.
Wow.
You did 23rd last week.
It's 23rd last week. Okay,
so,
Matthew 6:9. Okay, everyone, we bow the head, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is in the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, do anyone have anything else they would like to share before I do the closing prayer?
I would like to give an update on Mr. Moody.
Okay.
He had operation. It went well. He will be in rehab, I think, for 2 weeks. And we're continuing to pray for the blood clot in his leg. They haven't operated that yet. But we're believing it's resolved.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah,
Lord. Amen. Thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Hubert, I saw you joined again. Did you want to say anything before we close?
No, I'm a pad, my phone hacking up.
Okay,
we
no
hear
problem.
You now.
I'm going to go ahead and do the closing. You probably got background noise.
Uh-huh.
All righty,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say the closing prayer. If everyone would please bow your heads. Father God, we praise your name. Lord God, we pray for our families and friends for improved health, whether it's mental or physical, and we pray for their finances. Lord God, give them the strength to believe in you. Let them have faith, the faith of a mustard seed, that you are a deliverer and healer. You can do all things. Lord God, help us to keep your word in our heart. We love you, Lord. Thanks for all your blessings and your eternal love. We ask that you show up and dwell in our presence. Fill us with your love, Lord God, and how great you are. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. We do not take it lightly. Lord, rain on us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Send us your word and let your glory fill this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That concludes our call. I hope everyone have a very blessed week.
We love you all. Good night.
Love
you all.
Love you.
Bye. Have a blessed week.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.